This is a re-recording of the words of Hesped that were said in the Boston Beis Medrash in Yerushalayim on the first Yahrzeit of the Boston Rebbe Zecher Tzadik V'Kodesh Levracha. I usually do not accept any kinds of invitations on Wednesday nights because I have a shir kavua in Matityahu. And as my good friend Rafi Shachar, who is here in attendance, can testify, I rarely do not have that shir. However, when Rav Meir, the current Boston Rebbe Shlita, called me to ask me to speak here tonight, I didn't hesitate for two reasons. One is, Ein Mesarvin Legodl, you don't say no to a great person, and I consider the Boston Rebbe Shlita a very great person. And also the late Boston Rebbe, Zecher Tzadik V'Kodesh Levracha, I owe a tremendous debt of gratitude to personally, and therefore I accepted this invitation. I want to speak about three specific attributes of the Boston Rebbe that I personally benefited from and saw. That was, the Rebbe was a Baal Eitza, a person who was able to give advice in heavenly things and in earthly things and in medical things in a very, very effective way. And in fact, I benefited from the Rebbe Zatzal's advice in my coming to Eretz Yisrael. I asked my Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbi Gifter, for his advice. And knowing that the Boston Rebbe knew people who lived on Moshav Matityahu and knew a little bit about where I wanted to go, not only where I was and who I was. And I had a connection with the Rebbe because he used to spend his winters in Miami by very close friends of ours, Buddy and Ellen Weiss. So I asked the Rebbe also, and the Rebbe told me that he wants to tell me a secret, that they're thinking of moving Boston to Yerushalayim at least for half a year, half of the year, and he can't think of any reason to tell someone who has the opportunity to settle in Eretz Yisrael not to settle there. So to a certain degree, the fact that I'm in Eretz Yisrael is due to the Eitza of the Boston Rebbe Zatzal. The Rebbe also had the maila of being able to connect himself to many, many different kinds of people. And everyone could feel a connection to him, no matter who they were, chosid, misnagid, frum, not frum, young, old, and so on. And the third maila of the Boston Rebbe was that he established the minhagim of Hasidus Boston and remained very staunch and strong in a time when the feeling in America was the melting pot. Everybody should melt in and assimilate to American values, and even religious Jews played down the differences between Jews and Goyim and kept the Torah in a very modest way, and not in a way that made it obvious that someone was a frum Jew. And I think these three aspects, his ability to give Eitza, his ability to have a connection to everybody, and his ability to be strong in keeping up the minhagim and all of the stringencies of what it meant to be a Boston or Chosid, even in America of that time, have a connection one to the other. In order to give an Eitza, a person has to be able to put himself in the place of the second person. The Torah says, the Gemara says, Hishomer b'mi shemayayitz l'cholafi darko. If you come to me for advice, and I say, what would I do if I were in your situation, my advice is meaningless, because my specific situation is not the same as yours. What's good for me is not good for you. And if I'm putting myself, you in my shoes, then I'm putting you in my shoes with all of my bias also. You came to hear an objective view of what you should do. Therefore, I have to put myself in your shoes without your bias. I have to put myself in your situation completely. And that's why by Nodav and Aviyu, it says that one of the problems they had is that they didn't ask advice from each other. I understand if they didn't ask advice from Moshe, from Aaron, that they would have told them what they're doing is wrong. But each one on his own decided to do and to bring this fire improperly. So what would it have helped if they asked each other? But the answer is they were great people, and had Nodav asked Aviyu what to do, Aviyu would have put himself in Nodav's place, and he would have freed himself of his bias and subjectivity. He would have seen clearly that it was wrong, and so to the opposite way. And therefore, to be able to give advice, a person has to be able to put himself in somebody else's situation and appreciate somebody else's situation. And that is really what a great person is. It says by Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayigdal Moshe, after it said Vayigdal Hayeled, that he grew physically, he matured and he became an Adam Gadol. When Vayetze El Echo Vayar B'Sivlosa, when he went out to his brothers and he saw their suffering. And Rashi says, Nosan Eino V'Libo Loyos Meitzer Aleihem, put his eyes, his intellect, his understanding to know what they needed, and his heart to feel what they were feeling, to feel their pain. That's a great person. As Rav Shimon Shkop says, a person has to be concerned about himself. At the same time, he has to be concerned about other people. How do you balance these two concerns? But if a person only considers himself from his feet to his head, and everybody else is somebody else, there's a big conflict. But some people are greater than that, and they know their spouse is mamish part of them. Ishto kegufo, baal keishto. And when they're concerned about their spouse, they're concerned about themselves. It's self-concern. Some people realize that their children are extensions of them, and concern about their children is self-concern. Some people are bigger than that. They understand their extended family is atzmiu besariyata, their flesh and blood, and therefore it's self-concern. Some people understand their neighborhood, their city, their country. All of Klal Yisrael, all of the world are part of them, and therefore it's all self-concern. And then it's just a question of priorities. That kind of person doesn't have that tremendous conflict when he's able to feel himself part and parcel of everyone else. That's a real gadol. That's a great person. And that's what Reb Shimon says is the meaning of the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Im ein ani li mi li, if I don't worry about myself, who's going to worry about me? But kshani li atzmi, when my ani is just little me from my head to my toes, mo ani, that's not my real ani. My ani has to include everyone. And I think it's hinted to in the word ani. Ani, on one side, is an aleph, the individual. On the other side, the yod, the tzibur. What connects the two to make that your personal ani, the tzibur, and you all together? Nun, the 50 gates of wisdom and the 50 gates of purity. You need a lot of wisdom and a lot of emotion, a lot of feeling to be able to connect yourself to the tzibur and really feel what other people are. And that was the Rebbe. The Rebbe was a person who was able to identify with everyone because he was able to feel they're all part of him. And because of that, he was able to put himself in other people's situations and give advice. But how are you able to feel other people and not to feel threatened by them? And as most of us do, when we see somebody who's not exactly like us, we'd be mavatel him, put him down, because we feel threatened, because they intimidate us. In fact, the Kotzker said, "Im ani ani mipnei shani ani viato ato mipnei shato ato." Oz ani ani viato ato, aval im ani ani mipnei shato ato viato ato mipnei shani ani. Ein ani ani ve ein ato ato. What it means is,
If I'm me because I know who I am, and you are you because you know who you are, then we each have identities. But if I'm me only because I know I'm not you, and you're you because only you know I'm not me, then neither of us have an identity. A negative identity is not an identity. The Kutzker also explained the Gemara, Binyan the Orim Stira. Foolish young people build themselves up by knocking other people down. Whereas Zakenim, wise people, knock the things down in this world that have to be knocked down by building themselves up. Stira Zakenim Binyan. Rabbi Twersky, in one of his books, tells the story of a person who only recognized himself by his externals. And he was afraid that if he would undress and go to the mikveh, he'd forget who he was. So he tied a red string around his finger, loosely, and went into the mikveh. And it got unraveled and got raveled around somebody else's finger. When he came out of the mikveh, he saw the string on somebody else's finger, and he said to him, I know who you are, but who am I? People who don't know who they are, who don't understand their mesorah, who don't know what they stand for, feel threatened by other people and have to knock them down to give themselves an identity. The Boston Rebbe knew who he was. He knew what his mesorah was. He was proud of it. And under all odds and with great difficulty, he established all of those minhagim and all of that mesorah, even in a country, even in a time that was not easy to do. And when you know who you are and you appreciate your mesorah, then you don't have to knock other people down. You don't feel intimidated by them and threatened by them. You can respect them. And you can feel for them, and you can feel one with them. And when you can do that, then you can give them advice also. So all these milas of the Boston Rebbe, Zecher Tzadik, the Kodesh Levracha, all stem from the same basic idea and are interdependent. Just wish my Birchas Hedyot to the current Boston Rebbe, who I have a very close relationship with, very much admire, and I wish him success in carrying on the great tradition of Boston and to having an effect on not only Boston or Hasidim, but on all of Klal Yisrael, and together, in Yirtz Hashem, with all the different kinds of Jews, as the Chafetz Chaim said, we're all part of God's army, and in an army you need all different kinds of divisions to be able to win a war. And also the Chafetz Chaim, or even Rabbi Akiva Eiger already said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara says in Tainis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make a big circle for all the tzaddikim, and he's going to sit in the middle and they're all going to point their finger. And they explain that there are many different kinds of tzaddikim in this world. There's a big circle. One could be 180 degrees away from the other, completely different paths. But if you're on the circle and you're true to a Mesorah, and you're true to Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh and the Yud Gimel Karim, then the paths to the middle, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are all equal. We're all on that circle, and we have, Baruch Hashem, great leaders to lead us, to understand our own Mesorah, and to be able to respect and appreciate the Mesorahs of others. And together, we'll make that circle complete, and be able to greet Mashiach Tzidkenu, B'mheirov Yameinu.